Yerushalmi, the Mai, corresponding to Vochim Bavli, Das Kuftes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Beis at the top of the page. Hoytzi lehem Masa Sheni Mitech Beisoi, Amar lehem Pedui Hu Neman, Pedui Li, Uvedui Lachem, Ene Neman. The Bais says if he brought out produce telling us that it's redeemed Masa Sheni, he's believed. If he says, I redeemed it, but if you wish you redeem it, then he's not believed. Masusin Dubelezahi, Dubeleza Oime, Haneman, Lesheni Neman Ovishan. One explanation is that the Braisa that stated that if he claimed the produce was redeemed, he would be believed, follows the view of Ebelezer, who says that we had earlier in the previous daf, if they saw him separating Masa Sheni, he's believed to have separated Masa Rishon. Amar Rabbi Yosi HaDivrei HaKolhi, Asa Oisai KaToseifos, Toseifos HaBikurim, Ma Toseifos HaBikurim, Necheles B'Tahara Uvetur Min HaDemai, Avzeh Necheles Mishum Sheni U'Potter Min HaRishon. And the second opinion is of Yosi, who says that the Braisa follows all opinions. They treated it like additions to Bikurim. It means the main Bikurim must come from one of the seven species, but one may add to it from other species. Just as additions to Bikurim must be eaten in purity and are exempt from Demai, so too this doubtful Masa Sheni must be eaten as Masa Sheni in purity and is exempt from Masa Rishon, as we assume it was already separated. Also, Rav Chananya b'shem Rabbi Imi deblezihi b'kinyan masnisan lo yitnum b'shabbos. Rav Chananya, quoting Rabbi Imi, says that it does follow the view of Rav Blezer, as the Chum say that he also isn't believed here over Masa Rishon, as the words of our Mishnah indicate that if a person declared Trumas Masa and Masa Oni of Demai lo yitlem on Shabbos, means that he should not give them to the Kohen on Shabbos. The Taninan Taman, because we have a Mishnah there in Masechet Beitza, and here's a question: Beishama imim emolichin chala umatonis lekoyin beyomtuf ben jehumu meemesh ben jehumu mehayoyim beisil matuim. The question is that the Mishnah in Beitza says that Beishama say that one may not take chala and the kohanim's gift to the koyin on yomtuf, whether they were separated yesterday or today. Beisilo permit it. However, Beisilo agree that it's prohibited to take truma. Why must this law be taught in two different Mishnayos? Hada yalfa minahi, vahi yalfa minado. Hada yalfa minahi, he yomtev he Shabbos, vahi yalfa minado, belimudim, avosheinu limudim, leisalak al baunash michol piste bebeisei dechavre. The answer is they learn from each other. Our Mishnah learns from there that yomtev is like Shabbos. That Mishnah learns from ours that if that Koyen regularly comes, one may give him, but if he doesn't, one may not, as one would never enter his friend's house to eat without a specific reason. So it looks like he's separating Truma on yomtev rather than the Koyen just being a guest at his house. Tani leisav adam bechaviroi laochoi b'shar shu yodeya sheinu roitze leyabelo tekoves b'shar shu yodeya sheinu makabel. The Bible says a person shouldn't urge his friend to eat when he knows that the person does not want it, and he shouldn't give him tekoves, which is gifts, when he knows that the person will not accept. The problem here is geneva stas means deceiving the person that the giver genuinely wants to give him. Ma'o b'tekoves yadashu rochitz v'hu mitrach alui. What's the meaning of the word tekoves? Means he knows that the person has already washed his hands to eat, and he troubles himself to invite that person to wash. Of Yerushalayim have a mafich pilchei desmala liyamina. In Yerushalayim they had a nice custom when they invited guests to a meal that there was a cloth spread there as an indicator. As long as it was spread out regularly, guests knew to enter. But when they switched it back to front, indicating that there were no more seats available, this would avoid embarrassment for the latecomers to enter there and have nowhere to sit. Tani, we have a baisa emolichin leveis avel bechaliv chuchis tzavua b'mteishu toyonai tanas chinam. One shouldn't take the sudas avel, which is the first meal after the burial, to a house of mourning in a stained glass vessel where the contents are not visible, as people will think that there's more food in it than he actually brought. Tani, ish yeshba akum v'yisol hagavayim goivim misha yisol v'misha akum v'mfarnasim ani yisol v'ani akum v'vakun chay yisol v'chay li akum v'koivim misha yisol v'misha akum v'menachmim aveli yisol v'aveli akum v'machnisim klei akum v'klei yisol v'pnei dalke shalom. So the Braisa says, a town inhabited by both Gentiles and Jews, the Gabbai means the charity collectors collect from the Jews and the Gentiles and sustain both the Jewish and the Gentile poor. They also visit both the Jewish and Gentile sick, but bury both the Jewish and Gentile dead, comfort the Jewish and Gentile mourners, and bring in both the Jews and Gentiles' utensils from the field to prevent them from being stolen or being damaged by the sun or the rain. And this is all done for the sake of peace. Gildai Shalin Rabbi Imi Yom Mishtesh Al Akum Mahu. The question is, people of Gildai asked Rabbi Imi, at a celebration of idolaters, may a Jew partake of the kosher food there? Sava, Mishariloin, Minhacha, Mibne Darke Shalom, Amaloin, Rib Abba, Bahatani, Rib Chia, Yoim Mishteshen Akum, Osa. Rib Imi wished to permit it for the sake of peace, but Rib Abba said to them, but the Brisa of Rib Chia taught that if an idolater made a wedding for his son and invited the Jews of his town, even if the food is kosher, the invitation is viewed as a sacrifice to the dead. Am Rib Imi, Elule, Rib Abba Hayalonu, Lahati Avedazar Shalahem, Uboch Amokoim, Shurchikanu, Mehem. Rabbi Ami says, if not for Rabbi Abba, we would have permitted their idolatry. Blessed is Hashem who kept us away from them.